Cleaning Nation, welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. If you are looking to earn more, work less, and start enjoying your cleaning company, you're absolutely in the right place. If you love this podcast and want more, go to growmycleaningcompany.com for all of our resources. We've got podcasts, on-demand training, webinars, YouTube videos, case studies from customers that have killed it. All sorts of good stuff. If you want to hang out with me and some of your fellow Cleaning Nations live and walk through the Clean Profit Method together, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live to get details on our next event. Today, we are chatting with TJ Frusciante from Meticulous Man Services. Meticulous Man has been serving the Treasure Valley, Idaho area since 2011 with residential cleaning services. If you want to reach out to TJ and his team, you can hold them at www.meticulousmanservices.com. TJ, welcome to the show.
Excellent. I'm so excited to be here.
Glad to have you, my friend. And TJ, I think it was a one-on-one client with my wife, so I've gotten to work with him. Very bright guy, super cool guy. Glad to have you on the show. What's going on in your world today that I can help you with, my friend?
Yeah, thanks. Well, what's going on is we're trying to grow our business even more, and we're looking for ways to market or slash advertise the business when we have more time than money. We've got a very, very low budget we can put towards any kind of advertising and marketing, and want to know how to put some boots to the ground and ways to do that.
Cool. Well, first of all, I love that question because you are not alone, my friend. Many, if not most, but certainly many in Cleaning Nation have that same feeling of I have more time than money. And the other thing that you kind of made an assumption in there that I want to make sure we call out, because it's a very good assumption. If you don't have a lot of money, but you have time, we can make it work. If you don't have a lot of time, but you have money, we can make it work. If you have neither time nor money to invest in your cleaning company, maybe someone can make it work, but I'm not that guy. I have almost no resources. If you have no time and no money, you need some of each or lots of one. So that said, today, let's focus on not too much on the money side, but, we got time. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Cool. And just to clarify, what I didn't hear is $0. I heard not many dollars, maybe a couple hundred bucks a month. Is that fair, or did I make that up?
That's correct. A couple hundred bucks would be accurate.
Cool. And for those out there that may be saying, I have no money, $0 to invest in my cleaning company, my coaching to you, frankly, and it may not be popular, but it's the best I got, is I would go earn some money somewhere else and then come back to your cleaning company with, you know, I'd like to have a couple $1,000s. If you're just starting. TJ's been in business for a while, so he's like, hey, I've already got some equipment and some customers and some employees, so to put money into my company, I've got some money. That said, I'd like to see the budget be at least 5% of your gross revenue, right? We want to start that from the beginning. So if you're doing $5,000 a month in revenue, and 5% of that's only $250 a month, so it's not a huge portion of your revenue. But and I don't know what your revenue is, and you don't have to share if you don't want to, TJ. But if you're doing $30,000 a month and you only have $200 a month for client attraction, something's wrong with your pricing. We got to fix that before we do. So Cleaning Nation as a whole, I like seeing a minimum of 5. I'd really like to see 10 if you're really cranking percent of your revenue go to client attraction. But if you can't put 5% of your revenue in, then we got a problem with your pricing. We got to fix that first. It doesn't make sense to attract more clients when we're not making with the money with the clients that we have. If you're just starting, you need some money. Again, you don't need to be rich. This isn't a business that you need 20, 30, 50, 80 grand to get started, but you are going to need a couple $1,000s. Okay. So with that kind of foundation laid, let's just jump in. I've got three concepts I want to give you, and then I'll give you 5 or 6 tactical things to build on that foundation. So first and foremost, the smaller amount of money you have, the tighter the niche that you need, right? And I love niches already. I already love tight niches. The less money that you have, the tighter your niches. Let's say you've got a niche of 20,000 people, right? You're residential, so you've got 20,000 people in your niche. Well, if you wanted to just spend 10 cents per person, that's $2,000 per month, right? So let's just maybe find 200 or 300 people that are our ideal customer, and maybe spend a buck or two on every one of them per month, as opposed to thousands of people that we can't really make an impact on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes full sense.
Okay, so that doesn't mean you can't take customers outside of your target niche, but you certainly, you want to focus your resources on as small of a group as possible and make as big of an impact. The bigger of a group you focus on, the more diluted your impact is. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally.
Cool. The good news is, and this is my favorite thing, you actually have an advantage without a lot of money. Folks with money can use their money and stop doing things they should be doing, like creativity. So creativity will trump money just about every time. So I like having money, but sometimes it doesn't, mm-hmm. it rarely forces us to use creativity. When we don't have any money, we have to be creative. So the less money you have, the more creative you have to be, and you should be creative no matter what. That said, the way I would use a creativity is for an offer in a funnel, right? So instead of the basic knocking on a stranger's door and saying, "Hi, can I clean your house for money?" If you repeat that enough times, someone will say, "Yeah, sure, clean my house for money. Would love that." But that's not super elegant and not super scalable and not a lot of fun. So what we want to do is find a way to make an offer that people can't refuse. So you might start with weird things like, not weird things, but creative things like, "I'd like to give you free house cleaning in exchange for honest feedback." If it's great feedback, you just have to give that feedback on three, you know, Yelp, Google, and Facebook. If it's bad feedback, just give it to me so I can get better. And at the end, if it's positive feedback and you give me three reviews, give me an opportunity to give you a bid on what it would look like for us to come back every other week. That's a pretty good offer, far better than, "Can I clean your place for money?" If you're like, "Well, I don't have the, because that's time, right? If you're doing it yourself, that doesn't cost you a lot of time, but it doesn't cost you any money, but it will cost you time. And you will get a good hit on that. You'll get a good hit rate on, "Can I clean your house for free in exchange for the opportunity to bid if I do a good job and feedback to the world if I do a good job." If you're like, "Well, I don't even have that much money. I don't even have that. I can't give away cleaning." Well, then you maybe do a half price cleaning, which should be at cost, right? If our cost of goods sold are 50%, maybe we give a half price cleaning. We're not going to get as many people take it, but we can now do it infinitely because we're at least covering our costs. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that does.
Okay, so it's concept number one, the less money we have, the tighter our niche has to be. Concept number two, the less money we have, the more creative or compelling our offer needs to be. So more people are like, "Oh, that's a no-brainer," right? Because if it's an average offer, "Give me money and I'll clean your place," you might have to get that message to 10,000 people. But if it's, "Can I clean your house for free in exchange for feedback and the opportunity to bid," you might only have to give that message to 3 people before you get someone to say yes. So the less money you have, tighter niche, better offer. The concept that you want to follow is give value to them and then keep giving them value. For right now, our funnel is, for me, go see a free webinar that I put as much value as I can possibly put into on the website for no charge. At the end of the webinar, there's another free gift where they get more free value, right? And we do 2 or 3 steps before we ever even talk about becoming a customer. So you want to find a way to do that with your customers. And I'm going to give you some ideas of how to do that. But the big overreaching thing is give value for free before you ask them to become a customer. Deal?
Deal.
Cool. Here's some ways, some actual tactical ways you can do that that cost very, some of these aren't free, but they're very inexpensive. Door hangers, pretty obvious, pretty easy. That message or that offer that we just did, if you don't want to go knocking on doors, you can hang a door hanger, right? If you knock on doors, you might only have to have 4 conversations to get a yes, but you might have to hang 50 door hangers. Door hangers cost money, but you should be able to get 1,000 printed for $100 or $200. So they're pretty inexpensive. You could handwrite or print out at home flyers in the communities that you want. So again, this is why it's important to have a niche, right? So like my little community, I think there's 2,000 homes in this community. And each within that, there's probably, I'm just making this up, 30 or 40 mailboxes where we all, this isn't every community, but we have, joint mailboxes, right? Instead of everyone in front of their house. Yeah. So you put, you make 50 flyers, you put it in front of 50 mailboxes in one community that might represent 2,000 homes. And then you can specialize, again, see how the tight niche we can market to them. Say, "Hey, for like my community's Fireside." So you could say, whatever the name of your community is, you could message a special deal just for people in that community. A lot of people in those communities, planned communities, are generally going to have group mailboxes. If they don't have group mailboxes, or even if they do, you can still put that message at their community center, right? A lot like we have a gym and a climbing wall and this whole thing where we all kind of the pool, all this community stuff. You can put something there and get most of the people there. If there's no communities, you could do stuff like, grocery things or gas stations or anywhere where, everybody kind of comes. So those are cheap and inexpensive. The next thing would be live events. These are some of my favorite because you can absolutely get instant feedback, build relationships, and dang it, they're fun. If you've got a couple $100, I would do a lunch and learn where you just invite customers out. Maybe have 3 or 4 of your customers invite 2 friends each, and then you on a Saturday, maybe you buy everybody lunch, maybe some alcohol, give a little presentation, bring them some value. That's going to cost $200 or $300 because you have to buy them food. But like I said, these aren't all free. They are cheap or free. And if you don't want to do that, you could have one of your clients host it, right? One of the clients that loves you, you could have them host a lunch and learn. Maybe they could cook some food and you could do it in exchange for a free cleaning, just to invite their friends over. So live events are great ways to get to know people. And again, in our little neighborhood, my little mini part of our bigger neighborhood, there's 42 homes, right? And if I had 6 or 7 or 8 people, you know, we do pretty good and we have plenty of money to pay cleaners if we want. Guess what? All of our neighbors, same thing, right? We don't have any broke neighbors because, you know, they all live together. So that's a great way to go. Postcards. I had Jason or Joshua Latimer on my show, which is Send Jim, where you can send postcards just to very specific targeted places. So you could say, hey, instead of sending 10,000 postcards out at a buck a piece, you could send postcards to the 10 homes surrounding each of your customers. So if you have your 10 best customers and you send just 10 postcards to each of the homes around them, that's 100 postcards for $100, right? Not free, but pretty dang cheap. And again, the more compelling the offer you have, the better. If you just have, hey, we do cleaning, we're here, and you do any of these things, you might have to put out 100 or more to get one yes. But if you have a free cleaning or half price cleaning, or, you know, hey, we're doing, you know, the first month that you sign up, we're going to have a free dinner and a movie where we buy you, you know, pay for a babysitter to come and you know, get you movie tickets or what, the more compelling the offer you give, the more likely people are going to say yes. And I would give away all of my margin for month one, right? So if my average customers say $300 and I keep half of that, right? 150 goes to the cleaners. I keep 150. I might give the whole 150 away to discount or dinner and a movie or a massage or anything that's going to make them happy, because that means I get a free customer, right? Month one, I make no money, but month 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, I get paid all, you know, I get to keep all of it. So, that's that. Facebook is a great thing. So if you've got one of these messages that works, you can do that on Facebook. And I know you're like, hey, I don't have any money. Facebook costs money. Certainly you could do posts that aren't promoted and those will be seen by exactly nobody, but you can even have a $2 to $5 a day budget, right? It doesn't have to be a massive budget. Referrals. Most people say I've already got referrals. I don't need that. The problem is they don't have a referral system. Right. So there's a difference between we do good work and people refer us, and we have a system that asks for referrals. You can do stuff like what the heck's the name of it? I forget. We had them on the show. Oh, they're going to kill me for not being able to promote them, but can't remember the name. Sorry, guys. If I remember it, I'll say it. Sotellus, 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 where you can get people to give you a quick little video review just on your phone, right? And you can share that. Once they give a review, you could say, hey, you probably don't know anyone that I could that would want the same joy that you just talked about, right? The best time to ask for a referral is right after they've told you how great you are. Hard for them to go, nope, no one refer. I think you're the best, but I'm not going to tell anyone. So you want to turn your regular referrals, which is you don't do anything and people just show up, which is nice, into a system, which is right when you sign them up. Say, oh, by the way, you know, if you'd like, would you like to get your refrigerator and your stove clean for free? And if they say yes, go great. We just need one referral. We'll do their refrigerator and your refrigerator, your stove. Give me 3 names. If any of them sign up, we'll give a free cleaning for all of you. So you want to have a system of when we sign up, that's probably when they're the happiest. We ask for referrals. Then we have an automated email sequence that after their first cleaning, they get asked for how we did. And if it's a, you know, 4 or 5 star, we ask them for review and for a referral. And then anytime someone says no, they're not going to go with you, then, you know, on a bid, you say, who else do you know that would? So you instead of just kind of waiting for them to come, you have a system of 3 or 4 or 5 touch points where you ask for a referral in a very effective way, right? If you do it with a script or with an email or where you can pick the words perfectly, you can make sure that, you know, in the first 30 or 60 days of doing business with you, they're asked for referrals 3 to 5 times in a very effective way. So move your, sure, people refer me, to an actual system that you can scale and duplicate. Finally, next door, and this is kind of to leverage that, that the referral question is, and again, the next door is more for residential and commercial. Most of these other things could be commercial or residential. Next door, although it could be commercial, I'm not sure. That's a great, you know, if you guys have that app, you know, there's on my next door, there's always people looking for cleaners. So that's the nice thing when you've got a nice tight niche of 2 or 3 or 4 or 500 people, you can, if you get 5 or 6 people in that next door all saying, oh my gosh, you know, Meticulous Men's the best, and they've got a special deal for people in our little neighborhood, that can be very, very effective. So, just to sum that up, door hangers, flyers at the community mailboxes, community centers, lunch and learns, parties at your customer's house, post postcards just to specific people right next door to your customers, referral system as opposed to kind of lackadaisical Facebook ads next door. All of those costs you can get done for $0 to $200 per month. All right, questions, comments, rude remarks before we hit the lightning round, my friend?
You know, all that is just crazy. I was taking notes here just for something to go off of after we get done with this time here. But it really helps out, honestly. It just, there's a lot of times you get stuck on just a traditional, just simply ask your current customers for referrals. And these are some really good ideas to start getting beyond just that.
Cool. And the thing I want to encourage you on is be creative, right? You can just use these ideas exactly as they are, or even better is for you to take these as a starting point and use them to be like creative and kind of supercharge them with ideas of your own, or put two or three together. Or, you know what I'm saying? Use this as a starting point to get your juices flowing, as opposed to just Mike said this, so I'm going to go do that and not take it to the next level. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Lightning round is brought to you by our upcoming live event where I get to hang out with you guys personally. Honestly, it's probably one of the more selfish things that we do. I love, as much as I love hanging out with you guys virtually, getting to hug you guys and put my arms around you and live together for 3 days and walk through the entire Clean Profit Method. We have so freaking much fun. If you want to see some of the videos we made at the live event of customers, of the people at the event making videos for their customers, of just all the fun that we had, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/live for all the details. It's amazing. All right, let's hit the lightning round. Three quick questions, three quick answers. I have high hopes, TJ. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received, personally or professionally?
Best piece of advice I can think of right now is I worked for a gal years ago, and I had this bad habit of when anybody would tell me, give me a compliment or anything, say I did a great job, I just kind of brush it off. And she said, you know, when somebody gives you a compliment, the best thing you can do is just simply say thank you, because otherwise you're discrediting the person who gave you the compliment. And I was like, wow, I never thought of it that way. So since then, I always try to make sure I simply say thank you if I have nothing else to say when somebody gives me a compliment.
You know, I like that because it's simple and it's good. Like, how many compliments do we get? And a lot of people don't know how to take a compliment. You know, everyone's like, oh, you don't know how to take a joke, or you don't know how to take criticism. A lot of us don't know how to take a compliment, and that is excellent feedback and classy. Just thank you. I really appreciate that. That's kind. That makes me feel good. It's going to make them feel good and make you look like you got a little class to you. So excellent feedback, TJ. What's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so far so we can all avoid?
Well, aside from issues with bidding, which wasn't too bad, it's simply been taking on jobs that I should have said no to.
That is, you are wise beyond your years, man. Those bad jobs can absolutely eat your lunch emotionally, mentally, and certainly financially. Great feedback. Last question. What is your favorite book? Always love hearing Cleaning Nation is a reading group of people, and I'm always looking for the next best book to read. Talk to me.
Well, I am a avid reader and Audible subscriber, so I've got tons of them. But the one I'm going through right now is called The Most Excellent Way to Lead. It's by Perry Noble. And basically the premise is the guy goes through the 13th chapter of the love chapter. I'm totally spacing it now that I'm online here or on the phone. Anyway, basically the premise is instead of being about weddings and everything that we read, it's about leadership, and he walks through all these things.
Real quick, just because, what you're saying is he's a biblical reference to, I believe, 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Go right ahead. I just wanted to catch up with you. Go ahead, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, so go through 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and his premise is that it's not about weddings or relationships of that nature. It's really, Paul was talking about leadership, and this is the most excellent way to lead. And then he goes through chapter 13, and it's a really great read. I've been going through it with another gentleman, so highly recommend it.
Nice. Love it. That's exactly the kind of feedback we're looking for. TJ, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I truly appreciate you as a person, as a friend, and certainly as a business owner. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out TJ's show notes page and the special video I made just for you, the on-demand training, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Go there now. Check it out. I will see you there.
Congratulations! You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.